Hi, family. My name's Jeff. I'm an addict. And if you snuck by the hug squad or you just eased in here, I'd like to welcome you to the NA convention here in Ocean City. Last year was my first year, and it was a very powerful experience for me, so I wish the same for you this year. Again, this workshop is on isolation and recovery, and I, by nature, am an isolationist. First of all, I'm an only child, so that explains that. So, being alone is very comfortable for me, and being around other people is not comfortable. But one of the things I'm learning through the fellowship is that personal recovery depends on NA unity, and it's good to have brothers and sisters these days, I must say. A couple years ago, around 3 years for me, I've got 5.5 years clean, and my clean day is October 27th, 99, and I do have a home group, I have a sponsor, and I'm working the steps. I was told to share that, so now I'll share that. I have a home group, and that home group, there are a lot of special people in that group, and we meet at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, so to me that says that they're dedicated people. And I enjoy their company, and I'm getting to know each and every one of them better each week. But that is not in my nature. Like I said, I'm very comfortable being alone, and when I did drugs, it was all for me. So that was very convenient. But if anything had ever happened to me, I don't know what I would have done, because it had been days or weeks before anybody found me. But thankfully, that didn't happen. I have been going to meetings. I started off easing into the program. I've been coming to meetings for probably about 6 years, and like I said, I've got 5.5 years clean. So there was a period in time where I was going to meetings, and I'd leave the meeting and then go home and use. And that changed as I began to get the message over time. And then gradually my meetings picked up. I would go one a week, then I went to two a week, and then went to three a week, and then around 3 years, my brain started talking to me and saying, well, maybe you're not as sick as all these other people, and maybe you don't need recovery. Maybe you can do this on your own. But I'd been around long enough to hear that if your mind starts speaking to you, you need a meeting. So that's what I did. I started doing a 90 and 90, and that's how I found my home group, what's today. It was the first Saturday they had met at this new church, and I went to the meeting, and it was my Saturday morning meeting, and I continue to go back. It's a good group of people. And from that 1990, it showed me that I really couldn't get enough of this, because the more I came, the more I got it, and the easier it was to get through my day. I didn't come into the rooms. How I got here was I got jumped and went to a local area hospital and stayed there about a month, and then I went to another place and went through a rehab and stayed there about a month, and then lived with my parents for 6 months while I learned to walk and talk again and stuff. And then I started coming to these rooms through someone else was sentenced to come to the rooms. So I, being the codependent person that I am, I went to the rooms with this person, and I got hooked, and he didn't. So I kept coming, and like I said, I picked up more and more meetings as time went by, and I know that I'm an addict, and I am sort of envious at times of people who came through recovery houses, because there they teach you all the tools that you need to survive. And I was never taught those tools. I do have a sponsor. I waited right right at a year before I asked someone to be a sponsor, but then I heard that, you know, you should have a sponsor, you're going to work this, you should work the steps, and, you know, so I'm trying to follow the rules, which is not normal for me, but I did, and I asked someone to be my sponsor, and he's still my sponsor today, and he cannot be here today. He comes to the convention every year, and he cannot be here because he's in the hospital. I just talked with him before this meeting, and I didn't cross my mind when somebody asked me to share last fall if I would do a workshop. Didn't cross my mind that they tape these things, and I was like, and he goes, I said, I'm sorry you can't be there. I was talking to my sponsor. I said, I'm sorry you can't be at the meeting. He goes, that's okay. I'll just listen to the tape, and I was like, whoa! It's like it totally blew me away. It's like, so then I got nervous, you know. So, but here I am. So that's and I'm trying to step outside of myself these days and do what I've heard with suggestions from other addicts for survival, and that seems to be working so far. And I think when we came in, I got my clean time, and I've got like 1,999, or very close to 2,000 days clean, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of time. As I remember, they say, always remember your last run. I remember my last run. I'd sold my vehicle. I was biking down to Southeast to go get my stuff for the day, and it's like, how extreme is that, you know? But I didn't see the whole picture. Thank God that person came and hit me on the head, you know, and knocked some sense into my head. But with all, that's, I think, it for me. That's it. Yes. I know, I'm real short. But thanks for letting me share.
And for our next speaker, we'll have Valerie M.